everybody, and happy Thursday evening to all you fine folks out there in Radio Land. Adam MacDonald broadcasting live on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network, coming to you from overcast but warm Clearwater, Florida, spring training home of the Philadelphia Phillies and the Phillies' single-A affiliate, the Clearwater Threshers, who tonight the St. Lucie Mets will battle in Game 3 of a six-game series at BayCare Ballpark. First pitch is coming up at 6:30. Should be a nice night for a ball game. The lights are on. It's cloudy, no sun, but also no rain. We do expect a chance of rain around 9 o'clock. If these two teams can play at a good pace, that should not be an issue tonight. What has been an issue for the Mets is playing crisp baseball here at BayCare Ballpark. They really have not. They've lost the first two games of this series by scores of 8-5 on Tuesday and then 11-4 yesterday. The Mets were down 9-1 after the first three innings yesterday. It's really the worst they have looked all season. They did battle hard from the inning, fourth inning, all the way through the end of the game, actually outscored the Threshers over those final six innings, but alas, the eight-run deficit was too much to overcome. With the loss, the Mets dropped to 5-12 on the year. Threshers improved to 11-6 on the season, tie for the best mark in the entire Florida State League. Taking a look at the Florida State League in the East Division, Jupiter is on a little run. The Hammerheads are 10-7, alone in first over Palm Beach by one game, which is 9-8. Daytona 7-10, three back, and the Mets quickly losing pace in the standings at 5-12, five games back. Over in the West, Bradenton and Clearwater tied for first. Fort Myers and Lakeland at 9-8, two back. Dunedin 8-9, four back. Tampa 6-11, six back. Five back. In the Florida State League today, other games around the league. Tampa is at Jupiter. That game is about 15 minutes old. And it's 3-0 Tampa in the bottom of the first. Palm Beach is at Lakeland at 6:30. That series is tied at a game apiece. Bradenton at Dunedin at 6:30. That game series is 1-1. Fort Myers at Daytona at 6:35. That series is 1-1. So Mets got to hurry up and get a win like everybody else in the league this week, except for Tampa, which is up right now. Take a quick break here on the St. Lucie Mets pregame show. When we come back to BayCare Ballpark, we'll have the starting pitching matchup and the lineups for this Thursday evening contest between the Mets and the Threshers.
Introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stlucimets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
Now, let's get back to the action.
St. Lucie Mets pregame show rolls on from BayCare Ballpark as we get ready for Game 3 of this six-game series. First pitch scheduled for 6:30. We should be very close to on time. Let's get to the starting pitching matchup for the Mets. It's right-hander Christopher Vasquez. He'll be appearing in his fourth game this season. So far in three games, he's 0-2 with two relief appearances and one start. He's logged 7 2/3 innings, 7 hits, 4 runs, 5 walks, with 7 strikeouts. Opponents hitting 233 against Vasquez. He pitched against Lakeland on April 21st at home, giving up three hits and two runs in two innings. He took the loss. That was the game where the Mets led 4-1 and could not end up closing it out as Lakeland scored the final four runs of the evening. So Vasquez on the mound for the Mets tonight. And Vasquez will be opposed by Alex Rayo, who should be familiar with the St. Lucie Mets. He was from Hope Sound, which is only a few miles south of Port St. Lucie. He was drafted in the eighth round last year by the Phillies out of Notre Dame. He's appearing in his fifth game with his fourth start. He's 0-1 with a 3.38 ERA. Only eight innings pitched and nine strikeouts. Well, Rayo has taken the mound, so just like yesterday, we will have to pause for the national anthem, and the lineups will be on the other side of that, and then we should be close to first pitch. At this time, we step aside for the national anthem here in Clearwater.
Performing the anthem tonight is Lindy Morrison.
Oh, awesome. Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright
Now for the lineups for tonight's game between the Mets and the Threshers. Leading off for the Mets and playing center is Ryland Thomas. Kevin Villavicencio bats second and plays short. Jacob Reimer will hit third in DH. Junior Tillian is batting cleanup. He's at third. Jeffrey De Los Santos hits fifth. He'll play second. Dairon Campos in right field hitting sixth. Yarel Martinez still in search of that first hit. Bats seventh. He's at first. Fernando Villalobos hits eighth. He's the catcher. Blaine McIntosh batting ninth. He's in left field. Notice I did not mention Jet Williams. Jet was hit on the elbow by a pitch yesterday, stayed into the game to run as the DH, but then when it came for his turn to bat again, he was not in there. He's not on the IL. He's on the lineup sheet, but he's not going to be available today. So sounds like he's not going to miss any extended period of time, but just a day off, maybe another one to follow. For the Threshers, leading off and playing left, Ricardo Rosario. Marion Boyd plays center field. He bats second. Boyd, a good-looking prospect for the Threshers, although he was hit in the hand last Thursday. He was not placed on the injured list. He just has not played since. Gabriel Rinconis bats third. He's the DH. Chad Castillo hits cleanup. He's at first. Otto Kemp will play second. Bat fifth. Jordan Disson is the catcher hitting sixth. Cade Fergus hits seventh. He's in right. Fraylin Mignetti bats ninth. He's at third. And Eric Brito bat ninth for the third straight game in the series. He plays short. Thresher sticking with the alternate red tops with the Thresher shark in the shape of a C on the left chest. White pants, red pinstripes. Look a lot like the Philadelphia Phillies. Because the Threshers are wearing red, the Mets are forced to wear their gray jerseys. You can't have the red jerseys versus orange jersey matchup. It looks ugly. So the Mets will wear those road grays, St. Lucie in blue, across the front trimmed in orange, blue numbers trimmed in orange on the back. We're ready for baseball as Ryland Thomas steps into the batter's box. Alex Rayo walks up the back of the mound, toes the rubber. Home plate umpire Tyler Green signals for first pitch. And it's on the way. And it's taken inside for ball one, and we are underway. First pitch at 6:31. It's 83 degrees and overcast at BayCare Ballpark tonight. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. Thomas takes the second pitch up high. It's 2-0. Rylan, 1-for-4 in the series opener on Tuesday, drove in a couple of runs, had a walk and a run. He was on the bench yesterday. Spoils the ball out of play to the left. 2-1. Rayo, the 2-1 pitch, hit into left center field, and that's going to get down, and then knocked away by Boyd. And Thomas is going to hustle into second base on what's going to likely be a hit and an error. So a ball to left center field that Boyd looked like he was going to line up for a dive, then did not dive. But as he reached his glove out on the bounce, he kind of punched at the ball and knocked it away from himself, went all the way to the warning track in left. Rylan Thomas in scoring position with nobody out. So a good start for the Mets. I don't see an error put up on the scoreboard. I can't imagine that's a double, though. It was pretty clear of a single, and then Rylan goes to second on the misplay in center by Boyd. And Kevin Villavicencio is next, and he takes a ball high. Confirmed, that is the call. It's a single and an error. Took him a moment to post on the video board here. Villavicencio waits on the 1-0, and it's a ball off the plate. Two balls, no strikes. We do have the automated ball strike system calling every pitch tonight. Right into the earpiece of Tyler Green, so he just repeats what he hears. We go to the challenge system tomorrow. 2-0 to Villavicencio, and he will foul that one straight back. Might have been ball three. He took a cut at the high fastball. Villavicencio, quiet series, just 1-for-7 in the two games. Rayo, the 2-1 pitch. That's socked into right field. That will get down for a base hit and roll towards the corner. Thomas is going to score. Villavicencio chugs into second. He slides in with an RBI double. 1-0 Mets. Two batters into the game. Good piece of opposite field hitting by Villavicencio. Down the right field side. So a single and a double for the Mets to open this game. And for the fourth straight game, the Mets score first. Again, that was a big issue prior to Sunday's game against Lakeland. Mets just falling behind early and not being able to dig themselves out of the hole. Now, they scored first on Tuesday and Wednesday. That did not lead to wins. So Clearwater's offense just proved too potent. Jacob Reimer up now. He takes the first pitch ball high. Reimer's had a very good series. As Rayo throws one outside at 94. Reimer has come up to the plate 9 times in the series, and he's made his way onto the bases 6 times. And already we will have an early mound visit as Disson, the catcher, wants to have a chat with Rayo. So 1-0 Mets, nobody out, runner on second as we get going in the top of the first. Reimer in the series 3-4-6. Plus a walk and twice hit. That was yesterday. Got on 4-5 times. Mound visit over Disson back behind the plate. Pitch home. High and in for ball three. So some command issues early here for Rayo. Falling behind all three hitters. 3-0 pitch, and that's driven into center field for a base hit by Reimer. And it's misplayed in center field by Boyd again. And here comes Villavicencio to score on another error on Boyd. 2-0 Mets. No RBI for Reimer, just a hard hit single, and Boyd not in the lineup the first two games. He had been out with the injured hand since Thursday. Two bad misplays in center field on ground balls to him. Villavicencio was certainly being held by Gilbert Gomez at third base, but then sped up as he got word that another leaky play by Boyd had occurred. Reimer stayed on first. He could not roll the dice and try to get to second. Junior Tillian at the plate takes ball one. And then a strike. Now how about Reimer, 3-0, taking a chance. Winds up with the hit that helps bring in a run. Ball and a strike to Tillian, and he will fight it off foul. Another fastball at 94 as Rayo really tries to establish the fastball in this first inning. Well, Tillian 0 for 5 day yesterday, his worst day of the season, so look for a bounce back from him. 1-2 pitch, and he will foul it off his front foot. Stays alive. And that scored two runs in the second inning Tuesday. They scored in the first inning yesterday, and they've scored two in the first inning today. So this is one of the things that Gilbert Gomez talked to the team about, getting off to good starts as Tillian chases badly. That strike three ball nearly hit him in the leg. Fooled by the off-speed pitch, one of the few thrown in the inning by Rayo. That's the first out. Brings up Jeffrey De Los Santos. De Los Santos had a great game yesterday. He was on base 4 out of 5 times. 3 walks and a single. Rayo from the stretch with the first pitch, and it's going to be a strike on the inner half. 2-0 Mets, 1 out, 1 on, top of the first. Ball fouled away into the third base batter's box. 0-2. I just noticed this. They have not posted an error, a second error, on the center fielder Boyd. There's no way they can give Reimer an RBI on that. They did not, so something's amiss. There's a swing and a miss. Gets away to the backstop. Going down to first is De Los Santos. He will reach. Oh, they're saying he's out. First base was occupied. That's a tough break. Reimer went to second on the wild pitch, but they said that De Los Santos out at the plate. That ball went all the way to the backstop. Distant by the time he got it, had no play at first, but Tyler Green had already signaled out. All right, they've taken away the error from Boyd for the Ryland Thomas leadoff hit. We had that as a single and an error initially. It has now been changed to a double. I do not agree with that at all. I think it was a hit and an error. But it's good for Ryland. Mets won't complain. Dairon Campos up now. He takes a strike. Then briefly, Rayo steps off the rubber. That's disengagement number one. Campos fouls one away. A slider at 85. It's nothing in two. So another shaky start by the Threshers. They will have ample time to respond. If you're the Mets, you've got to keep doing what you've done offensively. Getting runs early. Swing and a miss on the wipeout slider. Campos down. So, after the first three batters all got hits, the next three batters all strike out. Good start, though, for the Mets. They get two runs on three hits, one error, one stranded. Christopher Vasquez waiting in the dugout. will now get his turn on the mound when we come back on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Another plus start for the Mets offense. Two runs in the first inning. And now they get to face this red-hot Clearwater offense, starting with Ricardo Rosario. And he takes a strike from Christopher Vasquez. Second pitch is pop foul. Well, the Threshers have posted 19 runs in the first two games, 26 hits. So two runs certainly not going to be enough. Let's see if Vasquez can get off to a nice start himself as he throws this slider away at 81. Breaking ball, knocked up the middle for a base hit. And slider laid right over the plate. And Rosario was right on it. And the Threshers, who pounded out 17 hits yesterday, get a hit from their first batter today on a two-strike count. Threshers in the first two games hitting .351 as a team with a .938 OPS. Just bashing the ball right and left. Although there have been stretches where they've been held in check. As Amarion Boyd comes up, he fouls one away. So Boyd's already had a tough go of it in the field. Charged with one error in the top of the first, should be two. He's wearing a pad on his left hand. It's his bottom hand as a right-handed hitter. He fouls one. Fair, it's fair, and called foul at the end. And he bounced one, I thought it was off the plate, but apparently it's off Boyd's foot. Tyler Green, the umpire, started racing out near the ball. Led me to believe that it was fair, and he did not throw up foul until Vasquez picked up the ball. Boyd was still near the batter's box. So it's 0-2 after the foul. Rosario, a good-sized leadoff first. Threshers not afraid to run. There he goes. Pitches a ball. Throw to second base. Late. And stolen base for Rosario. Mets catcher Villalobos. Is he okay? Looked like he had to might have tripped after he threw that ball. Popped himself up. Well, when Villalobos cocked his arm back, I saw where Rosario was. He had a great chance to throw him out, but just did not have a lot of steam on that throw to second. Soft one-hopper. Up to De Los Santos. There's a breaking ball outside, so Threshers, certainly a running team. They have now stolen six bases in the series, have not been caught. Two-two comes inside, and that hits Boyd. So the first two have reached for the Threshers. And up comes Gabriel Rincones, Jr. Rincones Jr., 3-for-9 in the series with two doubles. Well, it would have been just so good for the Mets to get those two runs in the top of the first and then have a nice shutdown 1-2-3 inning in the bottom half just to get some good vibes going from the pitching defense standpoint. But now they're going to have to grind to get through this inning without any runs allowed, period. Ground ball into right field, a base hit by Rincones Jr. Rosario will score. Here comes the throw. It's going to be cut off by Martinez. Boyd goes to third. It's 2-1 Mets, and the tying run is at third base with nobody out. So right away, Threshers, first three batters get on base and a run is in. They've wasted zero time going to work on Vasquez, just like they did against Ventura yesterday. They've punished the Mets for missing in the zone, and they punished the Mets for missing out of the zone. That one caught too much of the plate, and Rincones Jr. all over it. Runners at the corners for Castillo. And he will ground one fair, picked up by Martinez. Throws it high into center field after getting the out at first base. So no double play. Run scores. We're tied at two. Martinez does get an out at first, but misses a great chance for a double play. Well, he was holding on Rincones Jr., and the ball was grounded right to him. He fielded it with basically a foot on the bag for the out. Then he airmailed the throw to second over Vivasencio. He had Rincones Jr. dead to rights. He had him by about 20 feet. Maybe he was distracted by Rincones Jr. in the baseline. So Rincones Jr. is the go-ahead run on second. Otto Kemp has had a massive series. He will take strike one. It's an RBI fielder's choice for Castillo. Mets actually may be fortunate to even get one out of that because that could have been headed down the line if Martinez wasn't holding on the runner or jumped off the base too soon after the pitch. Vasquez will spin around and look Rincones Jr. back. Kemp, 5-for-8 in the series, had four straight hits to end his night yesterday after opening with the ground out. Slider is too high at 82. Two balls and a strike. Fastball 87 crosses the strike zone. Top of the zone. Two balls, two strikes. Vasquez looks back to second. Throws this pitch. It's a slider flowing into right field. Campos underneath makes the catch. Rincones Jr. won't tag. Or he's got trying to tag. Throw is missed by Tillian. I thought he was going to hold it. Tagging up is Rincones Jr. and Tillian whiffed on the catch. What a great throw by Campos in right field. Should have been caught by Tillian for a tag and an out to end the inning. I didn't think Campos was actually going to let that thing fly, but he did. And that's just a miss by Tillian at third base. Good job by Vasquez to back up the play. Otherwise, that ball gets into the Threshers' dugout, and the Threshers take the lead. Jordan Disson gets his first at-bat of the series, takes a slider up high. Now, the Mets do catch a break today without Caleb Ricketts or Justin Crawford in the lineup.
how they deal with Disson, who lines a shot into right field. Campos on the run, over his head. It'll be extra bases for Disson as Rincones Jr. scores a double, and it's 3-2 Threshers. Now you swap out Crawford and Ricketts for Boyd and Disson, and it's the same result. Beating up on the Mets pitching. The Mets had a chance if Tillian makes that catch on the relay from Campos to end the inning. One batter later, an RBI double, and the tie has evaporated. And now Cade Fergus is up. He takes the ball outside. Just a relentless offensive effort by the Threshers, who are playing with such confidence against this Mets pitching staff. The ball swung on and fouled away by Fergus. Fergus hit a home run yesterday. Went 2-for-4. Drove in 2. Also had a walk. A 1-1 pitch. It's high. I do feel bad for Vasquez. He's basically being asked to get 5 outs in the inning. You had Yarel Martinez had an easy chance for a double play. Overthrew second base into center field. Tillian could not make the catch on the throw by Campos. And those are 2 outs the Mets should have had. They already have 2 in the inning. As this pitch is a strike at the top of the zone to make it 2-2. Against a team with an offense going like the Threshers right now, as a defense, you have to make every out you can. Even though those aren't errors, those are missed opportunities to send the Threshers back to the bench. 2-2 coming to Fergus, and he will take it high. And not a bad idea by Vasquez. The Threshers have shown the first 2 games that they can be suckered into swinging at the high fastball. But Fergus has made a nice adjustment to lay off a couple. Full count. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Best pitch of the inning. The sweeping slider strikes out Cade Fergus. But another rocky start for the Mets pitching and defense. 3 runs on 3 hits, no errors, and 1 man left on base. Active first inning tonight. We'll go to the second. It's 3-2 Threshers.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
Bottom of the order batting for the Mets against Alex Rayo in the second. 3-2 Threshers, so excitement early. Bats alive. Here's Martinez swinging and missing. 4 strike one. No question Martinez has to find the offense and has to find it fast. Takes this pitch outside. 1-1. Fouls it straight back for strike two. Starting his St. Lucie career 0 for 19. Does have a couple of walks and a hit by pitch mixed in. He rolls one over, foul, pass first. Stays alive. Three hits for each team in the first inning. Mets only had four hits yesterday. So one away from tying yesterday early. Here's a floater into right field. Fergus going back, still going back, and he will run underneath it to make the catch. That was a one-handed flick by Martinez, and he got it almost to the warning track. Wind is blowing straight out to center and right. That nearly helped him get his first St. Lucie hit. And he falls short. The streak will go to 0 for 20. The Mets started the day 3 for 3, but Rayo has settled down to get four straight. As Villalobos comes up, Fernando played game one, had a couple of hits, including a double. Takes this fastball up high. Hasn't done much hitting yet, only batting a buck 60, but hopefully that nice performance on Tuesday will lead to a breakthrough. Takes a pitch in, two balls and no strikes. And a pitch outside, changeup 83, no good. Ball three. Villalobos will take ball four, plenty wide. A one-out walk. First walk issued by Rayo. It's the streak of four batters in a row retired. Brings up Lane McIntosh, the number nine hitter. Lane hit a triple in game one. Came off the bench in game two. Got one at-bat. Taking over for Jet Williams as the DH. Takes a pitch high and outside. That's five straight misses from Rayo. Rayo fell behind those three batters to start the game. Surrendered hits to all three, but then the strikes started to pour in. He's lost it again. Now he finds the strike zone at the knees. McIntosh takes all the way. And Blaine doesn't give in much. Seems to have some strike zone control. Forces Rayo to pump it in there. 1-1, checked his swing on appeal. Did he go? I don't think he did. Oh, thought wrong. Bella Rob said the wrist broke. So instead of two balls and a strike, it's one ball, two strikes. Rayo's pitch is in the dirt, squeaks through the wickets of the catcher Disson, and Villalobos up to second. The five hole, that's the second wild pitch by Rayo. Now Ricketts, seventh round pick, who caught the first two games, he was great at stopping. You can't stop them all, but he was great at stopping a lot. So maybe the Mets catching a break without him also catching. Swing and a miss on a high fastball, and McIntosh goes down on strikes. So some good and bad for the Mets the first time through the order. Good news is they got three hits and two runs. Bad news is they succumbed to four strikeouts and nine batters. Two down and back to the top in Thomas, who started the game with a double. He can tie the game with a hit. Maybe. Villalobos not the fleetest of foot out there at second, but will be off on contact. Thomas takes ball one low. Credited with the double. It was all said and done in the first. He lines one deep left field. Rosario going back, still going back. It's over his head and off the wall. Villalobos will score, and Ryland Thomas has his second double in as many innings. Nearly a home run. So he hit halfway up the wall in left, using maybe the wind to his advantage, chasing Rosario back. Villalobos scores, and it's a 3-3 game. Ryland Thomas coming alive today. The Mets have matched their hit total from yesterday here in the second inning. And a chance to go back in front as Villavicencio comes up. Here's a ball that bounces away from Disson, but he's able to keep it in front of him. No advancement for Thomas. Ryland Thomas becomes the first Met this year to have multiple doubles in a game. Rayo's pitch is fouled away by Villavicencio. Kevin doubled his first time up. I believe the three doubles by the Mets also might be tied for a season high. I have that stat. It is. One pitch from Rayo. Taken for a ball outside. Mets also hit three doubles in a doubleheader game. April 14th at Jupiter. Rayo, the 2-1 pitch. Villavicencio lays off another close one. That outside. Fans not happy with Tyler Green's strike zone, but it's not his strike zone. It's the automated ball strike system. Three and one. Villavicencio will be looking for something to hit here. And he flies it into shallow left center field. Who wants it? Brito going back, and he will make the catch. Tough one, fighting the wind. And that is out number three. But the Mets tie it, taking advantage of the Villalobos walk. Ryland Thomas drives him in with the double. 3-3 in the middle of the second. We're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Best tailgate. Brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest. Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most. Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Missed the pregame show. Jet Williams not in the lineup tonight after being hit in the elbow late in yesterday's game, but not on the IL. Hopefully we'll be seeing Jet back in the lineup soon. Fraylin Mignetti will lead off the bottom of the second. Number 8 hitter for the Threshers. He takes a Vasquez slider high and a fastball right down the pipe, 1-1. Ball game tied at 3. Two high-scoring affairs first two games of the series, and there's no reason to believe that this one won't be a third straight, as this fastball at 92 is called a strike on the corner. Mignetti getting his first start in the series. Takes a fastball up. Mignetti in 11 games. It's three doubles, four driven in, hitting .281. Breaking ball, bounced off the side of the mound right to the second baseman, De Los Santos, throws to first and gets the out. So that's an easy one for Jeffrey De Los Santos, who's been playing center field mainly and some corner outfield. He's at second base today. It's all part of the minor league and especially single-A experience. Guys can really move around. Already seen Jet Williams play short and center. Tillian's played three positions on the infield. There's a ball outside to Eric Brito. Moving an outfielder to an infield, that's different. As Brito takes a called strike, it's 1-1. Brito, 2-for-7 with a couple of walks in the series. Grounds one, hits Vasquez in the back, picks it up, settles himself down, throws to first, not in time. Slow throw by Vasquez, he didn't fire it over. Here comes Gilbert Gomez to argue with Bella Robb. I think she got it right. Well, Brito hit it, and it hit Vasquez, I think, in the back of the thigh, dropped right down on the mound. Then he picked it up, and he lobbed it over to first base, and that cost him. Oh, Gilbert's still in discussion with Bella Robb. Now he leaves. Anthony Oliveri is out to chat with Vasquez, who I think is okay. Now Gilbert's going to go in as well. He's okay. Caught him right in the fleshy. Might have hit him right in the buttocks. But he should have had the out. He just got a little slow with the throw. You know, sometimes you see a pitcher get hit by a comebacker. They scramble for the ball, and then they wing it to first base with mixed results. And that can be an ugly thing to witness. A panic, essentially. He did the opposite. He did not panic at all, but he took too much time. Now a stolen base try. Here's the throw to second. It's into center field. A stolen base by Brito. Another one where Villalobos throws a strike to second base. He's got the out. He didn't bounce this one, but he sailed it right past second into center. So it's an infield hit and a stolen base for Brito. One out. Rosario at the plate, took that for a strike, and takes another strike. It's 0-2. So now this is what we've discussed on the broadcast, and I know it's been discussed, you know, with the team in the locker room. You know, trying to play a crisper brand of baseball. Again, that's not an error by Vasquez, but, you know, that's a play you really got to make. You know, when you have a comeback or hits off your body, you get the great bounce sitting right there, and that is an out for the taking. Now you got the go-ahead run on second. Here's a ball that's off of Vasquez's glove, goes out to second, picked up by De Los Santos, throws to first, safe again. Now De Los Santos saved a hit by corralling that ball from going into center field. That's another, you know, tough break as it buzzes the tower on Vasquez. It's off the top of his mitt on the comebacker. De Los Santos did a nice job to get to that ball, set his feet, make a good throw to second, first base rather, just not in time. So back-to-back infield hits. And that one, that's just tough luck. Brito was forced to stay at second because the ball went too close to the base to advance. And a check swing on the first pitch to Omarion Boyd. He did not hold up. Strike one to Boyd. Thresher's already up to 5 hits. One out in the second. Tied at 3. Boyd pops one up. Tough play. Falling into no man's land. Can anybody get there? Martinez. Oh, he made a sliding catch. Going backwards. Throws back to second base for the double play. Oh, Yarrow Martinez, maybe with the play of the year for the Mets. Huh. Sliding catch over his head in shallow right field from first base. Has the wherewithal to get up and throw to second to double off Brito. Outstanding by Yarrow Martinez. Hasn't hit much, but finds a different way to contribute to this team. really wish we were on Bally Live for that. We'll go to the third, tied at three.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big. And at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
That Mets dugout is buzzing right now after that play by Yarel Martinez, play of the year defensively for the St. Lucie team. We begin the third inning with Reimer at the plate. He takes a Rayo fastball for a strike and then a slider for a ball. That is a great play at the major league level. Forget single A. As Reimer dribbles one foul for strike two. I mean, that pop-up straight over the first baseman's head into shallow right field where the right fielder can't get there, the second baseman can't get there, and the sliding catch over his head, basket style. It's like a teardrop from the sky right into the mitt. That was fabulous. But the wherewithal to then get up and make a strike of a throw all the way to second base to double off the runner Brito was just as impressive. Shoot, really wish we were on TV tonight. That'd be a SportsCenter top 10 play. The combo of the catch and the wherewithal to get up and make the accurate throw from shallow right to second. Reimer takes a call, third strike. And he thought that might have been ball four. He'll have to reroute to the dugout. The fifth strikeout for Rayo. So Brito doubled off of second there. It was a close play at second base. I thought it could have gone either way. But Bellerab made a couple of close calls at first base in the inning. That went against the Mets. That one for the Mets. Threshers didn't argue it. That saved a run. And the tie. Now Junior Tillian is up. He's ahead of the count 2-0. Tillian struck out in the first. He's in a bit of a slump now. Over his last six in the series with three straight strikeouts. Lines the ball into left center field. Rincones Jr. on the run. Can't get there. It'll bounce off the wall. Tillian will cruise into second base with the stand-up double. The Mets have doubled four times against Rayo tonight. Four doubles, a new season high for this team. That'll put an end to any slump talk. Tillian, the go-ahead run in scoring position. It's 3-3 game in the third. Jeffrey De Los Santos struck out swinging his first time up. First pitch to him, a strike. Both as tough as things have been on the Mets' defense lately, 17 errors the last six games. Pitching has wavered in this series, certainly been roughed up. I think the Mets needed something really positive to happen on that side of the ball defensively, helping out a pitcher. And they got it in a big way from Martinez. Not just that it was a great play all around, but it prevented a run, and it kept the game tied. Pitch is inside. It's one thing if Clearwater's already leading, and there's only a runner on first base, but the fact that the Threshers were putting the pressure on the Mets again, trying to reclaim the lead, and Martinez able to snuff it out, it could go a long way in boosting the team's confidence and vibes for the night. It's a swing and a miss from De Los Santos, and it's 2-2. If you're on the Threshers side of it, you just try to convince yourself that it's a fluke play. And the offense will be able to keep humming. 2-2 pitch in the dirt. Good block this time by Disson. Right into the chest protector. And another full count. Rayo set from the stretch. 3-2 pitch is hit into left field towards Rinconis. Boyd also there. Rinconis will make the catch. De Los Santos is out. Tillian will hold. Two gone in the inning. And Dyrone Campos will come up. The two-out RBI opportunity. Last couple of games, it seemed to be a specialty for him. Towards that Lakeland series. Campos struck out swinging first time up against Rayo. Here he takes the ball just off the plate. Good eye. 3-3 score. Each team with five hits. No errors for the Mets. One for the Threshers. Top of the third. Go ahead run at second base. Cloudy and breezy evening in Clearwater, Florida for game three of this series. Rayo's pitch is up high. Light crowd here at BayCare Ballpark, but the suites are all full. First time we can say that in this series. Rayo's 2-0 pitch is pulled down the left field line. That's going to be a foul ball. Woo! That was close. Kicked up dirt, but no chalk. Inches away from a go-ahead double for Campos. No argument for the Mets, maybe just frustration. That ball couldn't land a couple inches to the right. Campos all over it. A hair too soon. Pitches spoiled out of play right side. On the slider, two balls, two strikes. Two-two pitch. Swung on and missed the slider. Strikes out Campos again. No runs for the Mets, one hit, no errors, one stranded. Go to the home third. Mets and Threshers deadlocked at three. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Hi, I'm Chief John Baldock of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The Police Department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to it.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog. Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stlucimets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Gabriel Rincones Jr. leads off the bottom of the third of a tie game. He takes the first pitch from Christopher Vasquez inside for ball one. Rincones, an RBI single and a run in the first. He takes a strike on the outside corner. Fastball at 91. He's now 4-for-10 in the three games. Takes a fastball up high at 88. If anybody has been listening to the broadcasts so far this week, you know I've regaled you with stories of the spider in the window here in the visiting broadcast booth. Pitch is high. Let me detail it for you. Arrived Tuesday and opened the window, and then as the game started, a little black spider, which I don't know if it's poisonous or not, dropped down. Instead of swatting him away, I just let him chill out in the window, and he built a beautiful web. Bouncing ball up the middle. Another base hit for Rincones Jr. He's now 5-for-11. And a sixth hit for the Threshers. It's certainly not been easy for Vasquez the first two innings, giving up three runs in the first. Somehow getting the great play by Martinez in the second to get out of the inning without a run. It's going to be tough sledding for him to continue to blank the Threshers for as long as he's in there. Base runners all over the place. Now here's Chad Castillo. RBI ground out for him last time up. He'll square to bunt, and he accidentally pushes it down. It was coming up under his chin. He's kind of put the bat up there to defend himself and fouled it away. Anyway, so the spider built a beautiful web, and as the night would go on, the sun would set, and the lights would reflect off the night sky, stadium lights, and you could get a real good look at the web. When I arrived today, the spider, I did not see him, and the web was in absolute shambles. I was like, uh-oh, something bad happened to my poor buddy here, the spider. I don't know if another insect got him, or maybe just the wind, or somebody came and cleaned it off. You could see some remnants. But he's back. About an inning ago, he dropped down from the windowsill, and he's back to work, and he's building it up again. It might be even better this time. Foul ball by Castillo. Make it a 1-2 count. He's very active. He's moving around. He's actually dropping in the eye line at times. The work around him. Friendly arachnid. Not a big fan of spiders. He's a pickoff play. Conus is safe. For some reason, I like this guy. He's not bothering me, I'm not bothering him, and we'll just live and let live. A 1-2 pitch, runner goes, pitch is swung on a miss, throw to second base, high into center field again. So a strikeout by Castillo, and Villalobos is just having a tough time with an accurate throw behind the plate. He sailed two into center, and he skipped one in. A stolen base for Rincones Jr. Rylan Thomas able to back up the play from center field and hold Rincones Jr. to second. So that's three stolen bases in this game. And I don't think the jumps are that great, not from my vantage point. Villalobos ever got the accurate throw, he'd get one of these guys. Vasquez will spin around and look Rincon's back to the bag. So the Threshers now 8-for-8 in stolen bases in the series. We knew this was going to be an active series for them on the bases. And another spinoff by Vasquez without a throw, and that's two disengagements before a pitch has been thrown. One more, and it's a balk. And now Rincones Jr. can get a huge lead. First pitch comes home. It's a slider strike to Kemp. And he struck out, or rather flew out, in the first inning to right. He's 0-for-1. Well, I would not put it by Rincones now to try to swipe third. Fastball's down and away. He can get the extra step because he doesn't have to fear an incoming pickoff throw. I know he'd like to get to third with one out. Pitch is a fastball high. Throw back to second by Villalobos. Right on the money, but safe. That's the one he needed the previous three times. Just a perfect strike to the knees of De Los Santos out at second base. Trying to back pick Rincones Jr. He did that the first time. Throwing him out. Slider up, and it's 3-1. There's a pretty clear distraction here from Rincones Jr. out at second base. It's both the pitcher and the catcher have to keep an eye on him. Also trying to throw strikes. 3-1 pitch. Check swing, and he went around. Strike two. Kept now in a full count. 3-3 ball game. One out. Go ahead run on second base in the bottom of the third. Fastball too high. Vasquez lost him. It's a walk. Second walk issued by Vasquez tonight. First and second for Disson. Dan McKinney, Mets pitching coach, will take a jog out to the mound. Well, McKinney does that. Let's tell you what's coming up in the week ahead. Well, we have three games more with Clearwater. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday and Saturday at 6:30, Sunday at noon. That will complete our first and only trip to Clearwater this year. Next week, we are back home to face Jupiter. It'll be the first time the Mets play an opponent for the second time. Mets went 3-3 in Jupiter the first full week of the season. May 2nd through the 7th, home against the Hammerheads. Back on Bally Live and MLB TV. We'll have a Star Wars night on May 4th with special jerseys. And special jerseys again for Treasure Coast Hospice night on Saturday with fireworks. We resume play here. And Disson takes a called strike. First pitch slider. First and second, one down. 0-1 pitch, slider down and away. The disengagement's reset to zero after the walk to Kemp, so Vasquez wants to step off and chase Rincones Jr. back to second. He can. He's largely ignoring him. Throws a fastball away. Two balls and a strike. And we've been playing for over an hour now, just one out in the bottom of the third, so the hopes of a quick game, that's out the window. Rincones in a rundown now. The Mets have him dead to rights. The tag by Tillian at third gets him out. The feed coming from De Los Santos. So he wandered too far off. And Vasquez with the spin and pickoff throw to second base. Rincones had to try to get to third. De Los Santos took the throw, tracked him for a while, then dumped it off to Tillian at third base. It'll be a pickoff caught stealing. Well, that's the one that Ventura could not execute at second base yesterday when he dropped the ball, pulling it out of his glove to try to get the runner. This time, Vasquez able to do it. Two down, and the attention turns back to the plate. And Disson, he takes a called strike. It's 2-2. Should mention that Kemp advanced to second on that rundown. So, Mets not out of the woods yet. Disson still hitting with the runner in scoring position. 2-2 pitch, outside for ball three. So a couple of outs on the bases run into by the Threshers the last two innings. Pickoff caught stealing right here, and the double off second to end last inning. Pitch, it's fouled away on a fastball at 91. Kind of evens out the first inning where the Mets had a couple opportunities to get the third out but couldn't do it. Baseball does have a way of balancing itself in the end. 3-2 again coming to Disson. And he holds up on the high fastball. The consecutive walks issued by Vasquez. Pickoff still has him in position to get out of this inning unscathed, or a second consecutive inning. Or not, because Gilbert Gomez has seen enough. He's going to make a pitching change. I didn't see who was warming up down there, but whoever it is will be coming in, inheriting a couple of base runners and two outs, so a very short outing again for the Mets starting pitcher. That's back-to-back nights. Mets starter knocked out after an inning and two-thirds. Another long day for the bullpen.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB tonight, every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight. Every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks, like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto De Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto De Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
I'll make a quick correction. Christopher Vasquez went 2 2/3 yesterday, inning and a third for Ventura. So a full inning longer for Vasquez, but it's still a long night for the Mets bullpen, and it will begin with Benito Garcia, and he faces Cade Fergus. First and second, two out from a tie game. First pitch for Garcia. It's a ball low. Well, Gilbert Gomez has discussed this with me. Using basically a top reliever for your first reliever out of the gate. With the game early like this, I won't say in the balance, but in a pivotal spot. You've seen other organizations do this as well. The Rays are the ones that jump to mind always with these things. So when you get to the ninth with the lead, you just need three outs. It'd be lovely to have Edwin Diaz back there, but this is a spot where you don't want to get the game to get away from you. So you use a guy with some late inning talent like Benito Garcia to try to settle the game down in the mound. Garcia. Most experienced St. Lucie reliever. As this pitch is right in there for a call, third strike. Absolutely freezes Fergus, who asks for a challenge. No, no. Challenge starts tomorrow. You would have lost it. ABS all the way tonight. So Garcia comes in, does his thing, strands a pair. Hey, that's back-to-back innings. The Mets get out of it without allowing a run. They'll keep the 3-3 tie going to the fourth.
To those of you on the front lines, in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better, at Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stluciemets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Mets hanging in there tonight, tied at 3, spoiling a couple of opportunities for the Threshers to reclaim the lead in the second and third. And they have Nito Garcia on the mound for the next inning. Let's see if they can give him a lead. Looks like we have a new pitcher for the Threshers. Get a number. Can't see numbers on right-handed pitchers from this perspective in the visiting radio booth. It's along the third base line, a unique view. Not my favorite. The press box suffers from the same thing as Yarrel Martinez chases a high fastball. It's one and two. Pitch into the dirt, 2-2. Turn around, big fella. We can't see your number. The Threshers actually have names on the back of their jerseys. 2-2 pitch. Martinez lines it out of play left side. That ball nearly was pushed back into play by the wind, but it lands on the round tables, round top tables. Out of range from Conus. 2-2 pitch inside. Martinez nearly gets plunked. Being told it's Esteban Jimenez on the mound. Martinez spoils with foul, and this is one of his better at bats he's had. Fastball knocked out of play left side, we think at least. The wind's going to push this back, and it's going to land in the front row. And Andy, the third baseman, didn't really give it much of a run. Esteban Jimenez listed on the injured list, but activated today. Gets the swing and a miss by Martinez. Now the seventh strikeout on the Mets tonight. Starting pitcher, Alex Rayo. He logged 3 innings, 5 hits, 3 runs, 2 earned. A walk and six punch outs. Threw 59 pitches, 64 pitches, 35 strikes. Now Villalobos comes up. Menez from San Felipe, Venezuela. Looks like this is his season debut. Signed as a minor league free agent back in November 2019. 1-1 pitches high, fastball 93. Last year pitched for Clearwater for two games and also 12 games in the Complex League for the Phillies. Curveball goes high, and it's 3-1 on Villalobos, who walked in the second. Might be heading that way again. He checks his swing. Nope. It's a called strike, I believe. So 3-2. Payoff pitch. In there for a called third strike, and Villalobos knew it immediately. Back-to-back strikeouts for Jimenez in his season debut. And Blaine McIntosh will come up. He's 0-1 at the strikeout. Strikeouts galore. Now 8 on the night. We're just in the fourth inning. Pitches a ball inside. McIntosh takes a fastball. 93 for a strike. It's 1-1. McIntosh hits a hard ground ball to the second baseman. Kemp fields it, throws to first, and that ends the inning. It's the first 1-2-3 inning of the game for either team. We'll go to the home fourth here at BayCare Ballpark. Mets and Threshers tied at 3. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
All right, we are up here.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey, baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right. Pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs.
Let's go back to the field.
It's a quick break, isn't it? 3-3 here. What about elsewhere in the Florida State League? Can you imagine? Teams are further along than us. Oh, yeah. Well, maybe not. Daytona and Fort Myers started in a delay. So just the second inning there, Daytona leads 1-0. Tampa's beating Jupiter 8-2. That's good news. Tampa trying to get its first win in Jupiter. Jupiter, the first place team in the East. So if Jupiter loses the chance for the Mets to pick up a game, it's currently 5 back. Palm Beach, Lakeland tied at 1. That game in the third inning in Lakeland. Dunedin leads Bradenton 3-0 in the fifth inning in Dunedin. That's a divisional matchup. Raylan Mignetti leads off against Garcia and takes a strike. Benito Garcia, 23 years old from Santo Domingo. This is game number 5 out of the Mets' bullpen. He's got a win, a loss, and a 3.86 ERA. That's the swing and a miss on a nice slider. It's working ahead of Mignetti, 0-2. Does pitch to scoreless inning against Lakeland back on the 21st, so should be well rested. 0-2 pitch. Slider swung on and missed. He dispatches Mignetti on three pitches. And he has struck out both batters he has faced so far. One down. Eric Brito comes up. An infield single for Brito last time. That's the one that hit Vasquez on the backside. He flew down the line and beat the throw. Checks his swing. No, he did not. Tyler Green, the home plate umpire, calls a strike right there. No one pitch. Fastball for a strike. Nothing and two. Well, my spider friend has rebuilt his web, and now he's taking a break. He's right in the smack middle of it, hanging upside down. Taking a little spider nap. Didn't take him very long. No two pitch. That one's tapped foul on the front foot of Brito. Goes all the way out to Garcia. Other sights of the ballpark here at BayCare. Finley, the mascot, the ever-popular Threshers mascot, has made his way to the suite level. Time is called. We have a ball loose on the field. No. I'll tell you what we have in a moment. There's a pitch foul back. It looked like a couple of Threshers from the bullpen had opened the bullpen gate, were walking on the warning track, and they were trying to scamper to the door deep down the left field line, which leads to the Threshers clubhouse. And I can't have bullpen players on the field during live action. Fly ball deep left field. Going over is McIntosh, makes the catch a step shy of the warning track. And yeah, that's right where those couple of relievers were. So, good decision by the Mets to ask for a timeout. I can't remember. I've not been to the bullpen this series. I don't know if there's a potty out there. I don't think there is. But it's a unique bullpen, one of the more unique bullpens in the league. As this ball is fouled away, it's a double-decker bullpen. So both bullpens in the same spot, deep out in left field. The players sit on the same level. Of course, they're divided, but then the top part is the home bullpen, and the bottom part is the Mets bullpen visiting. Foul ball makes it 0-2 on Rosario, who is 2-for-2 today. That was against Vasquez. Garcia's 0-2 pitch. Fouled away. Rattled in and out of Villalobos' mitt. Finley's made his way to the next suite over. He's going to take a seat. I don't know if his body fits in the chair, but he's been trying his best. 0-2 pitch. Check swing. Totally fooled Rosario. Strikes out swinging. Great inning by Benito Garcia. A 1-2-3 inning for each reliever in the fourth. This game maybe settling down a bit for the teams combined for five of the game's six runs in the first inning. We go to the fifth. It's 3-3.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Here, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Rylan Thomas hits a lazy fly ball out to left field, caught by Rosario. Two pitches into the fifth inning, and Jimenez retires Thomas. Thomas had been 2-for-2 with a pair of doubles. This is now six straight batters retired by the Mets since Tillian hit a double with one out in the third inning. Kevin DeVincenzo to the plate. Menez's first pitch is fouled away. Well, Finley has made his way into the suite with the rowdy fellas and a group of 20-something guys in their 20s. Been making some ruckus tonight, but behaving in general. Finley's in there with them. This pitch is a strike, or rather a ball. It's 1-1. I keep saying it, the suite level, the suites here at Baycare Ballpark are the best in the league. DeVincenzo fouls another one off of himself. On the same level as the press box, they stretch from basically behind home plate down the first base side. Interior suite space is great. Leather chairs, air conditioning, the TVs. This ball is fouled away. The big glass windows and doors. You can open those up. Come sit out in a couple of rows of the blue chairs. Stadium seats. 1-2 pitch is called third strike, a curveball. Freezes DeVincenzo. Two gone in the top of the fifth. He's now struck out 9 times in the game. Mets coming into the series weren't exactly a high strikeout team, but they've now struck out, I believe, 31 times in this 3-game series. Reimer, a bullet to left field, the base hit. Reimer, he's 2-for-3, was all over that fastball. Turned on a 94-mile-per-hour heater in on the hands. Two hits for Reimer. Came in having a very nice series on base, 6 out of 9 times. He's on 2 more times tonight. Snaps the streak of 7 in a row retired. Well, here is Tillian, who doubled last time, and he will ground one to the shortstop. Brito goes the short way to second for the force out of Reimer. Kemp has it for the third out. Fielder's choice for Tillian. No runs, a hit, no errors. One man stranded by St. Lucie at the halfway point in Game 3 of this series. Mets and Threshers remain tied at 3.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with 5 convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a 5-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal.
That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
We are ready to begin the bottom of the fifth at Baker Ballpark. 3-3 ball game. It was 3-2 Threshers after the first inning. We were heading for a really high-scoring affair, and we might get back to that, but good pitching by the relievers, good defense by the Mets. As Garcia begins his second full inning. He's retired all four batters he's faced, facing Amarian Boyd. Popped into that crazy double play back in the second inning, and that changed the entire outlook of this game. Fastball, four strike, it's 1-1. Swing and a foul tip on the slider. 1-2. Should point out that the Dunedin Blue Jays are pitching a perfect game against Bradenton. Rafael Sanchez, five perfect innings with 10 strikeouts. And he's probably not going to pitch the sixth. Here's a flare out towards second. That'll be caught on the move by De Los Santos. Easy pop fly. Somewhere between a pop and a line out. Either way, it was a simple play. One down in the home fifth, and Conis Jr. will come up. He's 2-for-2 and 5-for-11 in the series. A DH tonight. Garcia relaxes the shoulders, throws a pitch home, and he is totally baffling these Thresher hitters. That's a fastball that was about a 40% swing. They are just not seeing the ball come out of his hand. Many silly swings to this point. 0-1 pitch, fouled away, and oof, that got a piece of Villalobos, who spikes the ball away in frustration. Tyler Green will walk the ball out to the mound, giving catcher a moment. There's always that mutual respect between those two positions, the catcher and the umpire. They get dinged up quite a bit. Common courtesy move. 0-2 pitch coming. Down and away with what looked like a changeup. Garcia's 1-2 pitch. Changeup again. Outside. Two balls, two strikes. Time called. This by Rinconis. He might have something in his eye. It's a good reason to use your timeout as a hitter. You can't see. He's back in. The 2-2 pitch from Garcia is grounded out towards De Los Santos. Another easy one. He flips to first. Two down. And Jeffrey De Los Santos in his first game this year at second base has looked solid out there, getting a couple of ground balls, pop out, getting involved in a rundown. Six up, six down for Garcia as he faces Chad Castillo. Two gone, bottom of the fifth, game tied at three. Each team with six hits, and Castillo will take a ball outside. 8 o'clock on the East Coast. Welcome to those listening in. Maybe you have the NFL draft turned on and earpiece in listening to this game. That's what I might do. Change up outside. And Garcia's falling behind Castillo 2-0. Castillo, a run scoring ground out in the first, then a strikeout in the third. Those two plate appearances against Christopher Vasquez. There's a shot to deep right field, and that ball's going to get out onto the grass berm. Castillo hits his second home run of the season, and it puts the Threshers ahead. So dangerous, these Threshers. Garcia pitching as well as any Mets pitcher has, maybe all season in a six-batter stretch. And with one misplaced pitch, a home run, and the Threshers back in the lead. It's 4-3. He certainly is making pitching the best any Mets pitcher has this series. Otto Kemp will come up, and he will take the ball low. So that's the danger. Two outs, nobody on. Look, easy inning, but you fall behind the batter. Castillo makes him pay. There's a ground ball deep to short. Tough play coming for Vivasencio. What a throw by Vivasencio from the grass at short. Good stretch by Martinez as well. Kemp retired. But damage done. A two-out home run by Castillo puts the Threshers up 4-3. We go to the sixth in Clearwater.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
Adam McDonald back with you in Clearwater. It's 4-3 Clearwater. Mets have Jeffrey De Los Santos at the plate. 2-2 pitch coming. There's a ball outside. We have a new pitcher for the Threshers. It's Wen Hui Pan making his first appearance of the series. Pan's 3-2 pitch to De Los Santos is flowing out to left field. On comes Rosario charging in the end, and he makes the play. Took a bit of a stumble coming in fielding that, but he gets the out. So Pond retires the first batter he faces. He's in relief of Jimenez, who now stands to be the winning pitcher. Two innings, one hit, no runs, no walks, three strikeouts for Jimenez in his season debut coming off the IL. Pond gets a swing and a miss from Campos, who has had a tough day, two strikeouts. He nearly put the Mets in the lead back in the third with the line drive down the left field side that went foul by inches. He cannot check his swing here, and he's behind nothing and two. Pitch is high. The 1-2. Campos fouls it back. Breaking ball too high. Campos fighting back. Fastball right down the pipe. Freezes Campos that fastball from Pond 99. Tells you something about the Threshers pitching staff when they can bring a guy in the sixth inning throw 90 miles an hour. Of course, they had the righty Kirkering throwing 100 to close out Tuesday's game. This ball comes inside. On Yarrow Martinez, who was 0 for 2, now 0 for 21 on the season. Fouls one away. Ball and a strike. Martinez chases the pitch in the dirt for strike two. Ground ball. Could this be it? It's through. A base hit in the center field. And Martinez is on base finally with the hit. A two-out single in the sixth. The snap. An 0 for 21 streak. Most of the Mets in the dugout standing up and applauding. Go figure, it comes against a guy there throwing high 90s. So he has the tying run on first base as Villalobos comes up. Fernando has walked and struck out tonight. And he will take a high fastball. Ball one. By the way, the home run by Castillo. Exit velocity 103 miles an hour. Launch angle 25 degrees. He hit it 388 feet to right center. And StatCast says that would have been a ball, not a home run. Would have been a home run in just 16 major league ballparks. And so those short walls in right field as Martinez dances around. He's going to try to steal. Pitch is foul, tip for a strike, and that's a great thing for the Mets. As it's a foul ball, Martinez would have been out. He steals that base blindly off of Pond, who at many points could have stepped off and picked off Martinez. But it's bad communication by the defense not to tell him to step off. Now it's 1-2 on Villalobos, and he will take a ball. Was a dangerous play by Martinez and a dangerous take right there by Villalobos. Trusting in the ABS as the catcher. 2-2 from Pond, and it's foul tip for strike three. That pitch at 97. So nothing doing for the Mets in the sixth. They strand the tying run at second base. We'll go to the bottom half. It's 4-3 Threshers.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and weights.
Dude, subs.
Hot dog.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000 strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most. Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
In the bottom of the sixth with a new pitcher on the mound for the Mets, the lefty Eli Ankeny. Has been very good for St. Lucie in a short time span. They'll face Jordan Disson, Cade Ferguson, Fred Lemonetti, 6-7-8 hitters. Ankeny starts with the called strike. To the backstop, it's 1-1. So Garcia pitched great, just made one mistake with that changeup. Two outs to Castillo. Fastball misses 2-1 in a very authoritative throwback by Villalobos to the pitcher. Two-one pitch, it's high for ball three. So 2 1/3 innings for Garcia. The one hit, the one run on the home run. He retired everybody else. And the Mets need to run to get him off the hook. Pitch is flipped foul by Disson, and it's a full count. Disson tonight, an RBI double in the first, then a walk in the third. And time called by Disson is one and only. Kind of the way it's been for the Mets really all season, right? They just, the 5-12 record, just find themselves in tough spots. As this pitch is fouled back, I mean, you have Garcia, he was fooling hitters so bad that they just could not commit to a swing. And then they find a way to hit home run to break a tie and set him up for a loss if the Mets can't get him off the hook. Just a brutal finish. Here's a swing that's grounded to third. Tillian, quick release. The tag by Martinez to the chest. Safe. Whoa, baby. Here comes an argument. Martinez got Disson on the chest running by first base, and Bella Robb missed the call. Called him safe. Tillian can't believe it. The throw was not very good. It was up the line, caught by Martinez off the base, and then he tags Disson out right on the chest, a foot or two in front of the base, and she called safe. And Gilbert's letting her have it. It's a quick argument, and back to the dugout Gilbert goes. Well, I don't know how else to put it. I mean, He tagged him square in the middle of the chest. It's a bad call. It's going to be an error on Tilly, an errant throw. A better throw, and it's a moot point because Martinez could be on the base. But Martinez did what he should, as this pitch is a strike to Fergus. Came off the base, made the catch, applied the tag on the runner going by, and the umpire just missed. Fergus has struck out twice. He gets hit by this pitch. Fastball by Ankeny comes inside, and now the Mets have to be very careful. An error and a hit by batter. And these are things that can turn the game sideways.
Third baseman Fraylin Mignetti.
As Fraylin Mignetti comes up. Well, Fergus was looking to drop down a bunt until he was hit by that pitch. So Mignetti might be looking to do something similar. This is a team that has shown bunt several times in the course of this series. Mignetti will square, and he will take back, and it's a strike. And Villalobos will come out and have a word with Ankeny. It didn't look like they were on the same page. Ankeny, as I mentioned, he's been good, but it's been in a short time period. Two relief appearances, three innings, one hit, one walk, four strikeouts, no runs. And he has work to do with two on and nobody out. And you hate giving an offense like the Threshers opportunities. Base runners without hits. And yet he squares to bunt, fouls it away, and it's nothing in two. And this looks like a failed experiment here for Mignetti. And again, a meeting between Villalobos and Ankeny. Still not on the same page. That will count as another mound visit. It's left plenty remaining. Time called, this time by Mignetti. Two strikes. 4-3, Clearwater in the bottom of the sixth. And the first two on. Ankeny could use a strikeout. 0-2 coming, and it's a foul ball. And that one's headed into that section with the young 20-somethings. They got a ball. Wait, nobody flinched. Nobody went crazy for it. Just kind of right over the railing, and they picked it up. This ball spoiled out of play again. Ankeny looks back to second, throws a pitch home. Ground ball, base hit into right field. Dissons being stopped at third. Here comes the throw by Campos. It's perfect. A one-hop strike. Mignetti does better than a bunt. Swings, I'd say, with about 60% effort. Just lobs it into right field for a base hit. So the Threshers have loaded the bases. Error, hit batter, single. For Eric Brito. Chance for breathing room for the Threshers. Mets will bring the entire defense on the infield in. Brito 1-for-2 with the infield single and a flyout. Ankeny's first pitch is a curveball for strike one. Ankeny's 0-1 pitch. Fastball sped him up and blew it right by Brito, and he calls for his time. So that's a good pitch sequence. 74-mile-per-hour curve at the knees, the 93-mile-per-hour fastball at the letters. That's how it's done. He couldn't finish off Mignetti 0-2. Here's a chance to get Brito. Fastball, and Brito gets a foul up around his neck. Low two again. Breaking ball. He got a strikeout. Chasing down at his feet. Brito goes after it. A big first out in the home sixth inning for Ankeny. Bared down and got that one to keep the bases loaded, but a run off the board. Back to the top. And Rosario, who's 2-for-3. Curveball lobbed into center field. Ryland Thomas going back, still going back. He will make the catch, spin and throw it back to the infield. And it's going to be a sack fly for Rosario. The other runners tag as well. So Disson comes in to score. That makes it 5-3. So that leadoff error that we think is more of an error on the umpire will come back and sting the Mets. Sack fly for Rosario, his first RBI in this game. So two in scoring position for Boyd. And he will foul one away. Well, if Ankeny can limit the damage to this one run, which would be unearned, would be a boost for the Mets. Keep them within striking distance. Boyd 0-for-2 in his return to the lineup. Missing five games. We'll foul one off to the right. He's behind 0-2. Ankeny's 0-2 pitch. Swung on and missed with the curveball. Now Boyd goes down. That inning could have melted down for the Mets. Instead, Ankeny holds on. The strikeout, a sack fly, and another strikeout. The missed call cost the Mets a run, but it could have been much, much worse. At the end of the sixth, Clearwater leads St. Lucie 5-3. You are listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stluciemets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
McIntosh, Thomas, and Villavicencio will bat for the Mets in the seventh. Getting late on a Thursday night in Clearwater. Pond back to work. A push bunt by McIntosh. Pond will field it off his back foot, throw to first, and get the out. Well played by Pond, the pitcher. Leaping off the mound, racing to that ball, and throwing off his back foot, off balance. But a perfect strike to first to Rob McIntosh of a surprise bunt single. Well, Blaine pushes that another 2 feet to the left. It's probably by Pond. At that point, Blaine's going to outrace any play that Mignetti, the third baseman, would have had. Tough break. Not a bad thought. Mets offense hasn't done much since the first inning. Lane trying to spark something. Didn't go his way. Back to the top, and Thomas in the thick of the Mets scoring today. 2 for 2 in the first two innings. And a fly out since. 0-2 pitch, breaking ball, fought off foul. And Thomas a double to lead off the game. Came around to score, and then a double in the second inning to tie the game. Another defensive swing, and that'll chase some pressures off the top step of the dugout. Look out down there. No 2 pitch, and that one's lined hard. One hopped out to short. Throw by Brito just ahead of Thomas for the out. Nicely done by Eric Brito, the shortstop. And Kevin Villavicencio will come up. First two draft picks are in the NFL. Number one, Bryce Young. I think we've known that for a while. Number two was kind of a wild card. Texans. Would they stand pat? Would they trade? Would they take the quarterback they need? Would they delay the quarterback to later in the draft or next year? Nope, they take C.J. Stroud, the Ohio State QB. Kevin Villavicencio at the plate. Swings through the first pitch. Takes the second one. It's 1-1. Kevin, 1-for-3 with an RBI double back in the first. That's a bit of a surprise. I think enough people have been convinced that the Texans weren't going to take a quarterback, even though they really had that need. A chopper out to Brito. Sets his feet, throws to first, and he retires Villavicencio. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Pond. Three well-defended ground balls. Seventh inning stretch at BayCare Ballpark. Hometown Threshers lead the Mets 5-3 on the St. Louis Mets Baseball Network.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to it.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season. So follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolman as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Eli Ankeny out for Moore in the bottom of the seventh. Throws ball one to the lefty, Rinconas Jr., who is 2-for-3 today. A lefty-lefty matchup. Bottom seven to start. Fastball inside. It's 2-0. Ankeny, a rocky sixth inning. Not all his fault. Bases loaded. No outs. Surrenders just a sac fly. Keep the Mets down two. This fastball is a knee-high strike. Even though it was an inning where he labored, he only threw 22 pitches, 18 strikes. So he and Garcia have done a really good job throwing strikes tonight out of the bullpen. Fastball, that one's fouled off of Villalobos' mask, goes over the net and all the way into the scouting section. Scouts will let it go. That ones for the kids. Two balls, two strikes. This might be the last batter for Ankeny. There's a righty warming up in the bullpen. Maybe get him through the lefty. Pitches high for a ball. So only four balls last inning. He's throwing three here for the leadoff hitter. Payoff pitch. Swung on and missed. Rinconis goes after the high cheese, strikes out swinging. Ankeny has now struck out three of the last four batters. Castillo, another lefty. He'll face Ankeny. And then we'll see. Well, Castillo broke the 3-3 tie with a two-out homer in the fifth. Nito Garcia was absolutely cruising along. A Sunday pleasure cruise with the top down. And then on one pitch, one changeup, thigh high, caught too much of the plate. Pitch is low, and it's 1-2 on Castillo, or rather 1-1. Castillo also has an RBI ground out today, so he's driven in two of the five. Fastball foul tipped, and now it's a ball and two strikes. Wind is still gusting out to right field. Favorable conditions for pull hitter like Castillo. Villalobos wants the pitch high. That's where it goes, and it's driven into shallow center. On the move and making the catch is Rylan Thomas. Two up, two down. So Ankeny does his part and gets the two lefties. We'll take a look into the dugout and see if Gilbert's going to come out. He will let Ankeny face Kemp, the righty. Looks like that's the plan. It's 5-3, two outs, bottom seven. Threshers in front. Kemp 0-2 at the walk tonight. First pitch, breaking ball, misses in. Mets scored twice in the top of the first, only to see the red-hot Threshers offense post three in the bottom half. Mets tied it in the second. Stayed tied till that home run by Castillo in the fifth with two down. And then the extra run on the sack fly in the sixth. Ball and a strike on Kemp. And he will pop one into right field. Campos on the move. Fights the wind, makes the catch, ends the inning. Eli Ankeny, good work. First three batters he faced all got on. Then he retired the final six he faced, allowing just one unearned run on a sack fly. Two innings of work. Eighth inning coming up. Pond coming back out. It's 5-3 Threshers.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Jacob Reimer, Junior Tillian, Jeffrey De Los Santos batting the eighth. Mets down two. This might be the best chance for Mets to come back tonight, the heart of the order. Pons' first pitch is a strike. Pons looked really good. Two scoreless innings. gassing it up between 97 and 99. Reimer is 2-for-3, having a great series. Takes the slider away, 1-1. Hits in the first and fifth inning for Reimer. Strikeout looking in the third. He fouls one off, and it's 1-2. Reimer came in hitting 286. He was 10th in the league in on-base percentage. He and Jet Williams have been really playing well for this St. Lucie team, just 19 years old out of high school. Definitely bright spots on this club. They don't seem like they are overmatched at the plate at all. 1-2 pitch, and Reimer fouls it away. Remember back in the old days, you drafted out of high school, the next year you're probably beginning an extended spring training and then sent to the Appalachian League or the New York Penn League in late June in short season ball. As Reimer takes a called third strike, and he knew it. Good curveball at 77. Or pawn. But after MLB took over the minors and after coming out of the pandemic, those short season leagues were eliminated. So unless you're going to keep Reimer and Jet Williams in extended spring training until the complex league season, they really had nowhere else to go but here in single A, which is a big jump. They both have looked very good early. Junior Tillian is up. He's 1-for-3 with a double. He fouls one away. First real surprise at the draft. Third pick overall, the Houston Texans traded up and took Will Anderson, the demon edge from Alabama. Linebacker. That guy's good. This pitch is a curveball, four strike at the top of the zone. So you had all those people wondering who the Texans were going to take. Were they going to take a quarterback? Were they going to take a defensive player? Best of both worlds. They took both. Tillian fooled on the curveball. He's way ahead of it. Strikes out swinging. So, and that's all geared up for 99 from Pond, and he starts throwing wipeout curveballs in the mid-70s. Reimer caught looking, and Tillian with an off-balance swing and a miss. Exciting time to be a Houston Texans fan, right? Might not win many games in the regular season, but you win the offseason. Get your quarterback, and you get your stud linebacker for your brand-new head coach, who was a great linebacker in his own right, D'Amico Ryans. As this pitch misses low to De Los Santos. Colts need a quarterback. They saw two go off the board, 1-2, so they're going to be left with the third quarterback to pick from. As this ball's fouled away. If you're an NFL fan, remember the last week of the regular season, the Colts won a game at the very end. It converted some type of... Well, that was the Texans, rather, but the Colts ended up losing. But they won some games there that they probably wish they didn't have so they could get a better draft pick. De Los Santos takes ball four. He laid off the curves. He's down to first base. And that will bring up Dyron Campos, having a tough night, but is all of a sudden the tying run at the plate. And Colts desperately need a quarterback, and they're going to be taking the third option. They'll tell you that it was their first option, though. Campos fouls one in the way. It was the Texans who beat the Colts at the very end of last season, and that tossed the Texans the first overall pick. Looks like they got their guy, though. Pitch is low. It's 1-1 on Campos. Three strikeouts tonight, trying to avoid the golden sombrero and keep the eighth inning alive for the Mets. Fouls went away. It's 1-2. Takes a look over at De Los Santos. Not going to run the pitch home. Breaking ball. Spoiled. that curve at 77 high in the zone, and Campos hacks at it foul. Oh, the Colts did it. They took Anthony Richardson, the project quarterback from Florida. Fastball fouled away. And that's going to get in the seats. Well, the Colts have tried many times to sign a established quarterback on the back end of his career, taking shots at guys like Matt Ryan, Phillip Rivers, Carson Wentz. That has not worked. So go totally opposite direction. 3-2 pitch is fouled away. They take a quarterback with very limited experience, high upside. Total disclosure here, I'm a big SEC football fan. I don't see it. I didn't see it at all. I did not think Anthony Richardson, I would not have drafted him, period. Best of luck to the young man. He seems like a great guy, as time is called, but I didn't see it. Hope he does well. How many draft picks will we get in this during game action tonight? Runner goes, pitches a ball, throw down to second, tag, safe! Oh, De Los Santos rolling the dice, stealing with two outs in the eighth inning. Close play. Boy, what a great catch by the second baseman, Kemp. He caught it while falling down, and as he fell down, he got the tag on Martinez as well. Another close play for the field umpire, Bella Robb. He's been in the mix with a few controversial calls. Campos fights off another. He won't go down without a fight. You know a home run ties the game, but if Campos can somehow get even any type of hit to bring in De Los Santos to get the Mets one run closer, it would be very beneficial. Campos lays off a tough one. The curveball outside. On appeal, he didn't go. And this is turning into the battle of the night. Full count. And no matter the outcome here, Campos should be proud of the fight he's put up at the plate. 3-2. Fastball way outside. Pana overthrow at 98. I think he might have gotten frustrated there. And he could not put Campos away. So consecutive two-out walks, and the Mets will bring Martinez to the plate.
First baseman, Yoel Martinez.
Tying run is aboard. Go-ahead run now at the plate. Martinez finally got off the schneid, snapping an 0-for-21 straight to his St. Lucie career with a hit in the sixth. Now can he make it back-to-back? He swings and misses at the first pitch. He was way ahead of the fastball, which was dropped down to 93. Pond, the 0-1, inside, good take. 1-1 count. Two on, two outs. Mets down by two in the ninth. Martinez waits on the 1-1 and swings and misses. Helmet nearly came off. Trying to give the Mets the lead on one swing. Chased way out of the zone. One, two count. Pitch home. It's a bloop into shallow center field. That's going to be caught by the center fielder, Boyd. He redeems himself from the bad first inning. Amarion Boyd, what a play. Screaming in from center. Makes the catch ankle high, then falls down. Face plants. But he hangs onto the ball and saves the day for the Threshers. It was definitely going to be a run for the Mets. If it dropped in, tying run is probably getting you to third base. Just a tough out recorded against St. Lucie. So close to a big hit for Martinez. Go to the home eighth, it's 5-3 Threshers.
To those of you on front lines, in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better, at Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Jimmy Loper is the new pitcher for the Mets. First pitch he throws to Disson is fouled away right side. Eli Ankeny, two innings, a hit, one run. It was unearned. No walks, three strikeouts. His ERA stays at zero through four appearances now. Here's another blooper into shallow right field, and that's going to drop in just inside the line. A base hit for Disson. Well-placed base hit. Leadoff single in the bottom of the eighth for the Threshers, who continue to lead by two, 5-3. Well, that's kind of the season for the Mets, right? A harmless little flare there for the Threshers, drops in for a hit, while the Mets had the harmless flare that is robbed of a hit and a run that continues the inning. Maybe the Mets are still batting, trying to tie the game up. Things just haven't gone their way very often. Here's a bunt shown by Fergus. He pulls back and takes a ball. Fergus tried to bunt last time he was up. Ended up getting hit by a pitch. So a big insurance run on for the Threshers. Mets have done a nice job today from the second inning on as this ball is fouled away. That will reach the seats. And Disson, who is running on the pitch, will come back. Now, when Threshers scored three in the first inning, it was almost like, uh-oh, here we go again. The Threshers came in hitting 351 against the Mets through the first two games. They were off to the races in the first inning. But this pitching staff has done a very nice job controlling the Threshers' offense from the second inning on. Starting with that great play by Martinez, the double play to get out of trouble in the second. Vasquez getting a pickoff in the third. A little spoiled foul into the sweets. You can live with the home run hit by Castillo. You know, in the fifth, solo home run, two outs. You know, those things will happen. You just tip your cap to the hitter. Putting a good swing on the ball. Not a self-inflicted wound. 1-2 pitches high. Snap throw to first. Not going to be in time by Villalobos. Disson back safely. Two-two pitch. Loper throws it outside. Error and a hit batter by the Mets in the sixth inning didn't turn into a disaster inning. Limited the damage to one run as this pitch is spoiled foul. Another ball into the sweets. Look out. Another draft surprise. The Seahawks, who need defensive line help badly, pick a cornerback. Devin Witherspoon from Illinois. 3-2 pitch. It's low for ball four. Fergus, who again was showing himself early to bunt, give himself up. Second straight time, gets on with the freebie. This one a walk. So a single and a walk. Loper gonna have to do like Ankeny did back in the sixth inning and grind his way through. Just don't want to fall any further behind. The Mets offense not doing much outside the first inning tonight. Two runs will be hard enough to overcome. Mignetti's up. He's 1-for-3. Will he try to bunt? Nope. He's going to swing away and foul it away. 5-3 Threshers. Nobody out. Two on. Bottom eight. They want to go up 3-0 in the series here at home. This is the best the Mets have played in the series. As Loper throws a pitch low for a ball. This is Loper's fifth appearance. No record. 2.57 ERA. Just seven innings pitched. Three hits, a couple of runs. Walk rate a little too high. He's now walked six in his seven innings. Breaking ball back to Loper. He will throw to third. Dropped by Tillian. Picked up by Tillian. Just in the nick of time to force out by Disson. Now Loper could have tried for the double play at second. The 1-6-3. Instead he tried for the lead out. Maybe get a double play that way. And in the end he's fortunate to get one. The throw was to Tillian, who was on the run about shin high. Tillian caught it, dropped it, then picked it up just before Disson got to the bag. So it's a force out. Lead runner cut down. And here's a ground ball up the middle. That's going to be stopped by De Los Santos. Gets up, throws to first. High off the bag. Martinez has to get up, throws back to second. Tag there. Not going to be in time. No out is recorded. No run has scored. Ground ball off the middle, and De Los Santos, not experienced at second base, unfortunately got in the way of Villavicencio, who was waiting there for it. Would have had an excellent chance for the 6-3 double play that could have ended the inning. But De Los Santos, the second baseman, cuts in front of the Mets shortstop. Much tougher play for him. Tries the jump throw to first. And Martinez did all he could just to make sure he caught the ball, which was coming in high. It's an infield hit for Mignetti. Yeah, that's just the inexperience of De Los Santos on the middle infield, trying to make a play that's not his. Now Brito will come up, and that was really tailor-made for Villavicencio. Waiting right there for, he was actually charging, going for that ball. So bases loaded, one out. Pitch is in the dirt, good block. And it's 2-0 on Brito. So a couple of tough plays there. Maybe some decisions could have been different. Loper going to second base instead of third. De Los Santos letting that ball go for Villavicencio. Sure how this inning would have changed, but this pitch is up high, and now Loper's fallen behind Brito 3-0 with the bases loaded. That Mignetti ground ball, by the way, an infield single. No error, no fielder's choice. Pitches a ball, four pitch walk with the bases loaded. Loper hands on hips in frustration. Disson will come home. There's a much-needed insurance run or appreciated insurance run for the Threshers. And they now have a 6-3 lead. We've seen this before as well many times this year. Close ball game, tie ball game as you head towards the middle innings. And then the Mets opponent just slowly pulls away. As the relief corps and the defense struggle. Curveball, a strike. And time called. Ground ball out to Villavicencio, charging, throws to first, the only out he has. That's another run in.
Designated hitter, Gabriel Rincones Jr.
That'll make it 7-3. So two insurance runs here. Pressure is looking awfully good as Rincones comes up. Pitch is a called strike. Boyd, 0-3 today. Rather, Rincones, 2-3 today. Can really put a capper on this inning with the hit. 1-1 pitch, he's laid on a fastball up high. Pitch up, two balls, two strikes. Lopers 2-2. Curveball stays high. Just can't quite get that to drop in there. Full count, first base is open. Two pitch, foul back. Foul tipped. Nope, that one rattles in and out of the glove. Pitch misses for ball four, so the bases are reloaded as Loper struggles to put an end to this eighth inning. Two runs already in. Rincones, or rather Castillo, has had a nice game coming up. And we'll have a mound visit. From pitching coach Dan McKinney. resume play. Pitch is outside. Second pitch up high. Pitch fouled back. Castillo takes a mighty hack. Right. 2-1. Pitches outside. 3 balls and a strike. That's do have activity going in the bullpen. It'd be a real shame to have to burn a pitcher for tomorrow. Loper has really struggled and he's probably running out of gas. 3-1 coming to Castillo. And it's going to be a strike on the corner, barely. Just did get it over. And Loper's walked 3 in the inning. Over 30 pitches now. Two pitch, it swung on and missed, and the inning will come to an end. So Loper at least is able to finish off the inning. He strands 3, but unfortunately for the Mets, 2 score. That will open up a 4-run lead for the Threshers. They are up 7-3 going to the ninth.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey, baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right. Pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs.
Let's go back to the field.
We begin the ninth. Let's take a look around the the Mets organizational scoreboard. Well, Mets and Nationals locked in a tight one. Mets leading 4-3 in the bottom of the sixth. Mets trying to salvage that series against the Nats before they take on the Braves. Mets have lost 4 in a row. Syracuse is up 7-0 at Toledo in the middle of the ninth there. Last cuts coming for Toledo. Akron and Binghamton playing a doubleheader in Binghamton. Binghamton lost the first game 5-2, leading the second game 2-0. It's in the fourth inning. Brooklyn's leading at Jersey Shore 4-3 in the bottom of the eighth inning. It's been a tough go for the Cyclones, almost as tough as it's been for the St. Lucie Mets. That Brooklyn team probably underachieving given the amount of talent on that squad. Just a 5-11 record. By the way, it was announced today by the Mets that Justin Verlander will make a rehab start tomorrow for Binghamton. Buck Showalter was playing coy. He was asked, I think yesterday, the day before, where would Verlander make the rehab appearance? And he said, we know, but we're just not going to say. The logical choice was always Binghamton, because Binghamton was the only Mets affiliate at home, and Verlander was already at Citi Field. Didn't think they were going to send Verlander back on the plane to Florida to face Clearwater. This ball fouled away. Brooklyn down at Jersey Shore. but that was a logical spot 2 hours south of New York City. Traffic. I'm not going to send him to Toledo, Ohio. The AAA Mets. Binghamton Rumble Ponies at home. So they get the Verlander start. I think I read that game is being pushed up to 1 o'clock tomorrow. Bad weather maybe in New York tomorrow night. I'm sure Verlander gets the start. They move the game up 5 hours. Hey, look, the Rumble Ponies will gladly take it. They'll sell the tickets for Verlander in the 1 o'clock Friday game. I'm sure a happy trade-off for that front office crew. It's a 2-2 count in the top of the ninth inning to Fernando Villalobos. That's down by four. Villalobos pops one into left field. Coming on is Rosario. He's got the catch, reaching out at the last moment to his left. This is one of those rare nights where the wind has been picking up as the game moves on. A lot of times, once the sun sets, the wind will calm down. But it's gotten very breezy here, blowing straight out to right field. I do know that they were expecting some rain chances post 9 o'clock tonight. As this ball is shot into right field by McIntosh for a base hit. The wind is really whipping now. This is gale force winds. It's so windy. You can see the dirt from the bullpens, from the foul line, from the warning track, and from the backfield whipping across the night sky here. And I think it's starting to rain. Here's the bouncer to first base. It's fair. Rylan Thomas is out. Two down, and we're racing the clock here. I think it's raining out there. It's either raining or people are starting to head for higher levels. There's nobody near the tarp. We are an out away from ending this game. Time is called by the umpire. He can't see. He's got dirt in his eyes. Oh, there's a storm brewing, isn't there? Well, it's one out to go for the Threshers. And their new pitcher, Jack Dallas, trying to end this game as Villavicencio is at the plate. And McIntosh at second base after the Rylan Thomas sky-high ground out. Fastball grounded too short. Picked up the throw to first base. Offline, it'll continue. So Brito could not make the play. It'll be likely an infield single for Villavicencio. McIntosh maybe in the path there. The runners at the corners. It's down by four. They need another base runner. Tillian, a very dangerous hitter, is on deck. Reimer, the batter. He's two for four. So the Threshers a chance to end the game right there. Couldn't do it. Tough play against a fast runner. And Reimer will take a ball high from Dallas. Dallas pitched the opener. Scoreless inning in the eighth. Trying to close this out in a non-save situation. Here's a line drive into right field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Reimer with the three-hit game. In comes McIntosh. It's 7-4. And now the Mets will bring Tillian to the plate as the tying run. And with the wind really blowing out to right field, if Junior can just get a ball in the air to right, watch out. Mets got to hope that wind keeps going. And I don't know if it's wind or dirt that's blowing around. It's hard to tell because fans are starting to come back down as Tillian takes the ball outside. I don't see any rain. Tarp has been rolled up. Nobody's over there. Fans were trying to avoid something. Tillian takes the ball up high. It's 2-0. Threshers just trying to get this game finished. for any bad weather. Mets not cooperating. Back-to-back two-out hits. Tillian flies a ball deep center field. Brown on the run. Win, take it. It's off the wall. Two runs are going to score as it gets kicked around in center field. Wow. Villavicencio scores. Reimer scores. Tillian at second with the double. And the Mets are down just one. A three-run ninth inning. I mean, this thing was about to be over with on that ground ball by Villavicencio, and now the Mets have put the tying run at second base, and they have a left-handed slugger coming up in De Los Santos. And for the Mets, boy, you wish they had that bottom of the eighth back. A real struggle there from Loper, giving up a couple of runs. De Los Santos 0 for 3. Oh, the wind is absolutely howling. Howling. De Los Santos takes the pitch up high. Dallas taking his time. One-oh coming home, and it's taken for ball two. I'm being told now that that Villavicencio ground ball out to short is being called an error. I thought it was a tough play by Brito going against his body to make that throw. The fast runner. Ground ball out to short. Brito fields it, throws to first, gets the out, and the Mets fall just short. A valiant effort by the Mets in the top of the ninth inning. Three runs all coming with two outs to cut it to a one-run deficit. Tillian with the two-run double, but he's stranded at second base as Dallas is able to finish the game. And the Threshers form that happy high-five line between the second base and the mound and the dugout. Tough one for the Mets. The best they've played all week here in Clearwater. Tremendous effort there in the ninth. Never giving up as the rain starts to fall now. That it was that bottom of the eighth inning they just let slip through as Loper walks three, struggled, giving up a couple of runs there. Proved to be too much to overcome. So the Threshers have now won all three games in this series. Mets drop to 5-13. Threshers will improve to 12-6. Winning pitcher today is Jimenez. Losing pitcher, Garcia. No save for Dallas. As the rain starts to fall, Brown's crew is trying to tarp the field the best they can given the wind conditions. That's making the slow walk from the bullpen. They better hurry up and make a fast walk from the bullpen because it's about to come down here in Clearwater. We'll take a break, come back with the postgame show to wrap it all up, close the inning, close the windows as we send it to the break.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Here, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
Mets postgame live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Well then, for the first time in hours, I've taken a look at the radar. Oh my goodness. Did we just finish in time? We are going to get absolutely toasted here in Clearwater any minute now. I mean, this is a squall coming off the Gulf of Mexico, and it's going to last for hours. The windows have been closed in the broadcast booth as the rain is coming from behind the booth, but still want to make sure we protect all the equipment. Well, the Mets would have loved to have forced this game into a delay and into a resumption tomorrow. They came oh so close, scoring three runs in the top of the ninth, but they needed four. A valiant effort by this Mets team, which never quits. Even yesterday, losing 9-1 in the first three innings, they outscored Clearwater 3-2 over the final six innings and had many chances to get back into that game, just couldn't get the big hit. Today, they got some big hits there in the ninth, but again, just not enough. Let's start with the scoring summary. It began in the first inning for the Mets. First two batters, doubles. Ryland Thomas, Kevin Villavicencio. It was 1-0. And later in the inning, Jacob Reimer hit a single into center field. Third batter of the game, and that single was turned into an error by the center fielder Boyd, and that allowed Villavicencio to score. So the Mets had a 2-0 lead before making an out. That was good news. But then after that, three consecutive strikeouts by Rayo, the starter for Clearwater, ended any hope of more runs. Threshers, after scoring 11 runs and 17 hits the previous game, came out roaring again in the first inning against Christopher Vasquez. First three batters all reach, single by Rosario, walk by Boyd, single by Rinconis, made it 2-1. Then an RBI ground out by Castillo, tied the game. Then later in the inning with two outs, Jordan Disson hit a double. That brought home a third run. And Rinconis, it was 3-2 Clearwater after one. In the second inning, the Mets tied the game. A two-out double by Thomas brought home Villalobos, who had walked, and it was 3-3. It stayed that way for quite some time, thanks to some good defense by the Mets and solid pitching. But with two outs in the fifth inning, Chad Castillo hit a go-ahead solo home run against Benito Garcia. That made it 4-3. The Threshers loaded the bases against Eli Ankeny in the sixth inning on an error, a hit batter, and a single. They settled for a sac fly. That would be all they got. That's 5-3. So the Mets still in at that point. Then the wheels kind of came off for Loper in that eighth inning. First batter, Disson singled. Then Cade Fergus walked, one of three walks in the inning. Fraylin Mignetti, a fielder's choice. That was first and second, one out. Then Eric Brito had the infield single that might have been a double play ball if De Los Santos let it go to Villavicencio, but he did not. So instead of maybe the inning being over or at least a second out, it was bases loaded, one out, and then Ricardo Rosario worked a base loaded walk. That made it 6-3. Marion Boyd hit a ground out. That made it 7-3, and it appeared like it was out of reach for the Mets. But St. Lucie, in the top of the ninth, Blaine McIntosh singled against Jack Dallas. Then after Ryland Thomas grounded out, Kevin Villavicencio reached on an error that I thought was a hit. Then Jacob Reimer hit an RBI single. That made it 7-4. Junior Tillian hit a two-run double deep to right. That made it 7-6. He was at second base as the tying run. But then Jeffrey De Los Santos with a hard ground ball to Brito at short. Brito handled it to end the game and strand Tillian in scoring position. Great effort, just not quite enough in the end for the Mets. There's your scoring summary. Now moving to the box score, starting with the line score. Mets, 6 runs on 10 hits, 1 error. Clearwater, 7 runs on 10 hits and 2 errors. Hitters in the game, Ryland Thomas, 2-for-5 with 2 doubles from the top spot. The first Met to have a multi-double game this season. Although Junior Tillian ended up with a 2-double game as well. Just took him a few more innings to get there. He went 2-for-5. Jacob Reimer went 3-for-5. He's now hitting .304 on the season. And he's been on base, let's see, 9 out of 14 times in this series. He's having a good week. Yarel Martinez finally picked up a hit. McIntosh had a late hit as well. Mets ended up hitting 4-5 doubles in the game. That is a season high. For the Threshers, they had 4 multi-hit games. Rosario from the top spot, Rinconis from the 3 spot. Disson, the catcher, went 2-for-3 with a double. Brito went 2-for-4 from the 9 spot. He's having a very nice series as well. Castillo homered for his 2nd of the season. Pitchers in the game for Vasquez, he held on the best he could. The turbulent beginning ended up going 2 2/3 with 6 hits and 3 runs, a couple of walks and a couple of strikeouts. Garcia, 2 1/3 innings, 1 base runner on a home run, 3 strikeouts. Ankeny, 2 innings, 1 hit, 1 unearned run. And then Loper, an inning, 2 hits, 2 runs, all earned, 3 walks. For Clearwater, Rayo, the starter, went 3, giving up 5 hits and 3 runs, 2 earned, a no decision for him. Jimenez, in his season debut, 2 scoreless innings with a hit, 3 strikeouts. Pond went 3 scoreless from the bullpen for his 3rd hold. And Dallas, a shaky 9th, 3 hits, 3 runs, all unearned, no save. Thresher pitchers combined for 13 strikeouts and 2 walks. Time of game was 2 hours and 42 minutes. If it went 2 hours and 43 minutes, we probably do not get it completed, at least not on time. Attendance, 1,949 baseball living souls here for Game 3 at BayCare Ballpark on what they refer to as Taps and Tacos Night with half-price beer. Okay. And now the Mets will try to turn the page the best they can. Maybe they can turn that momentum from the 9th inning into a next day's momentum. Another 6:30 first pitch here at BayCare Ballpark, with airtime on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network coming at 6:20. Folks, I got to get to the car before the rain gets too bad. So, once again, your final score from BayCare Ballpark. Threshers 7, Mets 6. I'm Adam McDonald. Thank you so much for making the Mets part of your Thursday night. Hope all of you out there in Radio Land have a pleasant remainder of your evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.